pasuk says, we see the Maisa. Avinu was cheated out. He worked 7 years for Rachel. Sacrificial davar, Lavan. Lavan tricked him. He gave him Leah instead. Leish was obviously, he found the morning it was Leah. He was very upset. Lauren Misani, and Lauren explained to him some weak answer. Lozada said, came with the cane, I'm going to be Menu. Got done over here to give the old. So, wait to do another week. You'll marry Rachel, and then you'll work another 7 years. Pasuk says, he married Rachel, he worked another 7 years. What's oid shemesh or acherois? So Chazal hikishon rishonos. For acherois, he says it's oid shemesh. What's acherois? Other than 7 years. My rishonos be'amuna, as acherois be'amuna. Just like the first one's be'amuna, so too the second one be'amuna. That means even though Yaakov was tricked and cheated and terribly fooled, not fooled, but terribly, you know, Laban pulled the wool over his eyes, kavio kilo. Rabbi was in the Shemayim, he's married both wives and take Leah. And we mentioned the brother, that was Yaakov's tikkun. At the end of the day, Maisi pulled the wool over Yaakov, he did his trick. At the end of the day, Sovishal Dova, Yaakov, you know, kept, he could have said, okay, I'll marry after a week. And then he said, Lavan Koltov, have a nice life. You tricked me, I'll trick you. But Yaakov, you know, gave his word. And since Yaakov Avinu's home with Tziyasubas, we see through the parashas, in the honor of Ben Olam Chaver that he had made up, the Chaim the Mitzvahs of Ben Olam Chaver were on such a pristine level, Rabbi Stein, an unbelievable level, that he kept everything to everything that he said he was going to do, the way he watched with Shmira was the best score, because Yaakov Avinu, who learned Torah, Yaakov Avinu understood that Torah is not only in Olam Lamakoyim, it's also turns Ben Olam Chaveiroi. And therefore in Ben Olam Chaveiroi, I have to make sure that I am perfect. And I have to build that side of my life to be Shleimus. And Yaakov Avinu, as we see, that this test that he went through right now, which we know, Love and Garti, Visayeg Mitzvah Shamarti, as we know, as she said in this week's parashah, he kept all the mitzvahs. This is the teachers of unbelievable faith. Unbelievable, you saw it. He kept all the mitzvahs, that he kept all the Ben Olam Chaveiros. Even though he dealt with a lover that was a tricker, that was a trick and treater. He tricked him and he treated him with tricks. But at the end of the day, Yaakov Avinu was Shleimus, and he kept his end of the deal, and he was so careful with everything that was in his possession. So much to it, the level that's outstanding, Rabbi Sai. That's, we have to realize, Rabbi Sai, no matter how we're dealt with, and how about we're going in the world, people deal with us. In the Ben Olam Lachaveiroi, we sometimes feel, you know, okay, that's where everybody acts. That's where people do it today. That's wrong Hashkafa, Rabbi Sai. The Hashkafa of a Yid is that in Ben Olam Lachaveiroi, we have to be superb. We have to follow the ways of the Torah in an unbelievable level. We have to be so careful. And I've been on the Chaveiroi. We have to be so careful how we treat others to the most extreme level. Yaakov was so careful not to hurt, not to harm. Even at the end of the day, when Yovan came to him, and Lavan screamed at him, everything is mine. Everything is yours, Lavan. I did everything for you. And I kept all my part of the deal. You were the one who tricked me. He didn't even kiss Yaakov Avinu before he, after he left. He kissed all his fingers. He didn't kiss Yaakov Avinu. Why? Because Lavan remained the same Lavan. Lavan remained the same money. He was around Yaakov Avinu. He remained the same man as his father. The pasuk says, "The chacham to the meshech chacham this bar." The pasuk says, "With a different shmuz, not for now." But it says, "Shavlim koyim." After the whole ma'isa, after with Lavan and Shavlim koyim, he returned to his place. He returned to the same exact place where he was before. There was no change. Yaakov Avinu off the tarka. He said, "The meshech chacham." He went on his way, continued on his way of Aliyah. He stayed, even being in a place of love, and he continued. But love and remain the same person, that's mechap his mom, who wants mammon. He wants. He's a hoardy. He was a bal taiva, and he wanted. And he was a person that was only after money and wealth. He remained the same person. Therefore, he didn't kiss Yaakov Avinu because he had no toelos from Yaakov Avinu. All along, he had a big toelos, like he said before. Yaakov Avinu brought me wealth. I mean, once Yaakov was leaving, there's no kiss. There's no nothing. Kiss his children because that's part of the noisa. It's my wealth. I have to. But Yaakov there's no kiss because Lavan staying the same person that Aram Lamokim that he was before Aram Chaveiro. He met him in Aram Lamokim because Avodah Yavodah Zor. But Aram Chaveiro, Lamais, he did change his service meters. Even though we know from the house it's supposed to be Aram Chaveiro, but Lavan, because of his greed, there were certain meters that they kept. They didn't change. And that's. Look, Bodhisai, what a person has to come to Yeshiva Bodhisai. He has to know that we're Yaakov Avinu, with the Talmidim, and with the children and the grandchildren of Yaakov Avinu, who's our forefather. And our purpose in Yeshiva Bodhisai is to become different, to change, to grow. And not only, we talk about all day growing in your learning, and growing in our davening, but growing in our Be'odam Lachaveira Bodhisai. And in the yeshiva, it has to be a place of unbelievable harmony. It has to be a place of unbelievable Be'on L'Chaveira. It has to be a place where everybody enjoys each other, everybody's courteous to each other, everybody treats each other in the right way. It has to be a place where people are mentioned, Rabbi Yisrael. People act like mentioned. Whether it's we speak by courteous, by the meals, whether it's in different areas in the yeshiva, by the grounds, Rabbi Yisrael, keep the grounds in a clean way, Rabbi Yisai. And this is what I want to get to, Rabbi Yisai. I don't know where some people grew up. I don't know. I have to go try. I think Rabbi Shem things from our yeshiva, because we had visitors. There were cats around over Shabbos. And during the week, sometimes we had visits from a lot of cats. And different places, Rabbi Yisai. I don't know where I come from. People don't put that dirty garbage on the floor. I don't know. I have to go visit people's houses. Not from my street, obviously. I go see if there's sesame seed shells on the living room. I don't know. I have to go to someone's house. I come back from my mortgage from shops and go see all over the living room floor. There's sesame, there's things, Hashem. And there's garbage strewn. Today, the Arab calls me, but I say, Kiddush Chilul Hashem. The Arab next door called me, Shiva. He called me over. He says, "Yeah." I said, "Good morning." I said, "What's up?" He says, "I want to show you something." He just spent two. He said, "A few days, maybe." He said, "It was more like years, cleaning up the mess around." I think with an inspection, but somebody said, "Cleaned out inspection." So he cleaned out. All of a sudden, he says, "Here, come. I want to show you something." He pulled out. Lo and behold, Superman out of the windows of. Some of the things, obviously it fell, I don't know where it came. Bottles. He said, "I cleaned it a couple of days ago." I don't know, I think we're going to have a vision test tomorrow. Because there's a garbage, I think, around every dorm. And I think some people have a problem with their vision. They don't see the garbage pail, and they go, whoosh! And it flies over the garbage pail, and goes out the window, into the back of the yeshiva. Well, we have Baruch Hashem, a nice collection of all different types. Anybody wants different types of wrappers. If anybody's looking, you know, they have these deals. If you bring back 150,000 wrappers, just go around our back of the building, and you'll find wrappers of all shapes and sizes, kinds, soup things, what those things called. You get soup with its noodles, you can get that also. And I'm sure guys, after they finished in the Xbox room, so we found also over there, I'm sure guys, while they are waiting, finishing a game, they decided instead of just going over the garbage that way, whoops! And down all over the back we have, Baruch Hashem, a nice garbage depot. Anybody wants to look at it, you know, when you come to Bnei Brak, we're trying to make it higher than that mountain in Bnei Brak. Anybody wants to donate to the fund, just throw it out your window tonight when you don't have any time. But the Maisa, if anybody needs a garbage pail, they can tell me, everybody say, we can get you a garbage pail. The back of the building is not the local garbage depot. I spoke to Salvation Yeshiva, they also now understand, they thought maybe it's a local garbage depot for all the local, but it's not a local, it's not a garbage depot. And also, everybody say, when a person, you know, a person living with other people, you have to realize you're living around other people, and things you do could discuss somebody. The Gemara says in the Chagiga. The Gemara says in the Chagiga Dafei. Only the Gemara. Yeah, give me that. Yeah, let's go ahead. The Gemara says in the Chagiga Dafei Amid Aleph. So the Gemara, Hashem's the judge. I'll call Nela. So the Gemara, what is called Nela? Hashem's the judge. What's the call Nela? There, Ahoy Rekina Vezechabeirat. The person who kills a lice in front of his friend, or the nimas, and the person gets disgusted from it. The person does a disgusting act in front of his friend. Chazal say that the Kosh Moshe will bring us the din, a heavy din on that. That means even though the maizi wasn't, but the maizi you weren't intending to do it, but the maizi you do something disgusting. It's in front of another person, and he's disgusted by it. It's Chazal say that so that Chazal is going to bring it. The Gemara says it's a heroic b'pnei chaver. The person who spits in front of his friend, spitting in front of your friend is not a nice thing to do, Rabbi Yisrael. So, obviously, spitting out shells all over the floor, that's also not a nice thing. But the mice of a schutz from that, Rabbi Yisrael, there are people smoke in front of people's faces, people throw cigarette butts all over the place, Rabbi Yisrael. Shkoya for your local donation. We're trying to make a cigarette butt fund. A cigarette butt fund for the Nebuch, for all the children that are sick in the world, on the planes. We're here, we're going to collect all the cigarette butts, and we're going to build some type of tower that's going to hopefully sell for a lot of money. The cigarette butt tower. You know, I'm going to build one here in back of the building. Cigarette butts, but said there's garbage pails, I think, around the campus. It takes, I don't know, we're coming out with a new pamphlet, 10 steps, till the garbage pail. 1, 2, 3. You put it, you lift your hand by side, and if you aim properly, I think you can make it. Sometimes you see around the garbage pail, some guy couldn't make it all the way in, he didn't have enough koyach, he got all the way there, but the koyach fell, so he missed the garbage pail. But you drop, you let it go over there, you drop it, and usually it falls inside the garbage pail by side. Anybody who needs a lesson after the shiur, I'll show you how to do it. How to put it in the garbage pail. But the mice, it's just a matter of personal decency, you must say. You're a person in the yeshiva with all the people around. The floor is not nice. So we have a guy that cleans. Not necessarily say though, but it doesn't mean you have to, because there's a guy cleaning. I'm sure people have cleaning people in their houses, but I've never come to a house ever and seen sunflower seed shells on the floor. I've never come to it yet, all over the floor, all over the place. It looks like, who knows what it is. We've got Baruch Hashem, shlosh kilo we have for Shabbos. I can tell how many kilo it was. That's kilo. But a person has to realize, you're in a place with other people, you have other people around. For yourself also, a certain part of decency to keep it clean. I don't want to have to go with and scribe to the bathrooms, Rabbi Yisrael, also. It should be on tape, you know, we could cut out this part. But the Maya said, a person goes to the bathroom, Rabbi Yisrael, there's a thing called the brush. Now, it could be used with dishes, or it could be used with dishes, and it also could be used to clean, Rabbi Yisrael. If the person uses the bathroom, I come in sometimes, Rabbi Yisrael, I don't know what the guy was thinking, who's coming after him, I don't know. Maybe that's where he ran out. But I don't know, it takes a few minutes, and there's no thing you can clean it with a tissue or something, Rabbi Yisrael. But plus decency. I don't think, unless Be'ez Hashem, we're not serving food for a few days, you're not the only guy who's going to use that area. Someone else is going to come in afterwards, and the Maaseh, he doesn't want to get wet when he sits down, or he doesn't have to see your decorations inside the bowl. It's not for him to see. Maaseh, a burden, a partial decency, is to clean up after yourself. I don't know where people are taught, but you clean up after yourself. That means everything. Also on the table, Rabbi. You know, we have Helika Simcha Miller, our local, you know, helper out. So, when a guy finishes his supper, and he has all his greasy, you come into the kitchen, he has all his greasy, his pile, he made a hard cover of his, what's it called? Chicken wings, Baruch Hashem, because three guys didn't come, or they did come, But he was a mamanacha, he was a great boy. And he got through there, and he had like 17 chicken wings. And Baruch Hashem, after he finished, he left it for everybody to see. His decoration, pictures anybody smiling by the pile of chicken wings. Baruch Hashem, you left your chicken wings for who? I don't know, in most houses, I know when I finished, you took your plate, I know your normal house, I don't know where we grew up, and so we have to check which stable it was. But anyway, when you have a plate of chicken wing, whatever it was, you take your plate, you go to the garbage, you dug it off, and it's a plate, you put it in this thing. Here we have plastics, you don't have to wash or anything. Take the plate, again, on both sides, there's going to be a chart in the kitchen, 4 steps to putting your plate in the garbage. Lift plate off table. Move hand above dish, lower into garbage. Make sure all contents extra garbage. 4 steps. How to get the plate into the garbage. Now you say there's a guy cleaning up. That doesn't have to clean up. You don't have to see what you left over. It takes one, maybe quarter of a second to think for 1 second. There's other people around. Everybody sees my chicken bones and all the things I left over. And no reason for that. You take your plate and you make it easier for somebody. You put it into the garbage. These are Pasha, these are Menschlich Karabas. But in Yeshiva, that's where it has to be totally. The Shbinah Chaber has to be Shlemistic. And people have to realize you're in a Mokoim that represents her. That an Arab should come to me and say, come around the building, I want to show you. I cleaned this last thing. There's another pile of stuff, Rabbi Zeh, bound about. What does the guy throw it out to? What does he think? Where is he? Harlem? I don't understand. Who throws, I don't know, even other, who throws it out the windows? Who throw things? What's the problem? Why can't you put it in the garbage pail? Not from us, it's Alevichik.
You're talking about down there by
no,
the gym?
No. I'm talking about over here. Not down by the gym. I'm talking about around a few places. Yeah. A few places around the yeshiva. He showed me exactly what it was. It was Shabbos. The guy's Baruch Hashem. We know what everybody had for Shabbos this week. Friday night, they're Baruch Hashem. They left over the contents for everybody to see. We zoop out the window. It's mamish not right. But he said, "Ben Olam Chavei, you want to keep it? Ben Olam Chavei, Ben Olam Ba'atzmoy. You keep your place in a neat place, neat and clean, but not to see people's rooms, but it's a different room. You walk in there, Rachmana Litzlan, Hiroshima Part 2. You don't have to come to Iran's atomic. You walk in the guy's room, Rachmana Litzlan. Where did this guy grow up? Rabbi said, how long we're going to have a new course? Pants folding course. And it's Durham tomorrow. I'm bringing in a lady to teach us pants folding. 67-year-old lady. Your kids are trying to fold your pants and put in the car. I don't understand. I know some guys, they want to be able to roll out of bed and not hurt themselves onto the floor. They have a pile by the bed to break the fall. But Maisa, the police say, it's not right. Okay, but that's La'atzmacha. But you have roommates also. How do you know that, he's okay with it? I don't know he's okay with it. Especially those smelly socks underneath your voice. I can't imagine, Rebbe, the terrible smell in here. Last week's socks are still under there. Get them out of there. But besides the smell of voice, you don't live like that. There's no way. The person has to live with a decency. Especially you feel good about yourself. You come into your room, everything's neat and clear, is a different thing. But it reminds me, you have roommates in your room. I'm telling you right now, if a guy who's not, we always have to get into this topic to make it interesting, but a guy who's not clean and neat, you know, keeps the thing in, Rahman al Islam, but he says, come to Hara. Don't call me for your official bias question, you know? I mean, how about? So, yeah, who is this? Oh, this is Sora Belchbaum. Yeah, oh, how are you doing? Yeah, I was inside the Kedushin by your wedding, yeah. Oh, man. I have some things to tell you about. Do you know about your Talmud, David Belchbaum? Yeah, I think he learned by us. Do you know what color his socks are? The color looks a little bit funny to me. It looks like it hasn't been washed in a few years. Where did he get those socks from? The house, and what kind of Talmud did you raise over here? It's a pigsty. Everything's on the floor. The chandeliers, everything coming to my room, you should see everything over there, socks, his underwear, it's hanging all over the place. I don't understand about Abba, what did you train these guys at? I said, what's the cool fighters? Hand to hand, what's those fighters? No, the ones that fight, you know, in the towns, guerrilla warfare. They're very guerrilla warfare guys. They fight under all circumstances. They know how to get out of any pile. They know how to climb out of.
camouflage.
Rabbi, he's terrible. Terrible showing bias now. The guys don't know how to keep a clean room. They go in the bathroom, they'll clean up, they'll go in the thing, they'll clean up themselves. You gotta learn to be an all around Jew, an all around person, Rabbi said. That means everything we do, we learn to put the stuff in the garbage, we learn to keep the campus clean. The guy Friday night wants to eat Gary Nimnuts. We don't have to follow you down to the Yellow Brick Road. We can know exactly where you walked Friday night, Rabbi Stein. You went down that way, 7,000 nuts that way, and then you get a ride on Brim, and you went up to Yesh. I followed the path all the way up. And you came back to the dorm and you ate another 7 kilo all over. What is that? I don't understand people's stomach. I think it's the most disgusting thing I ever saw. A guy walks down, first of all, it's Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Stein. I remember one time doing that. I went down to pick it up, and I didn't know that. You went down to pick up. Eretz Yisrael is the holy way. You throw down. You said, I know people do it. I'm not trying to be caught in the door. And take it. You said you throw it down. Eretz Yisrael is the holy land. Take it. You got an imshel that you sucked it out with all your spit and your saliva. Throw it down to Eretz. But okay, life's okay. You know the street cleaners over here. Oh man. But in your own dormitory, in your own rooms, in your own thing, Lama's like a pile of sesame, of sunflowers, you know, sunflowers. And that goes for everything. People see things on the campus lying around. They'll leave it there for years, and the mattresses. You see something that you think, try to clean it up, bring it in. Be involved in making sure the campus looks good for yourselves, if everybody around you. But that's Klora Boyside. We have to learn how to live with each other, how to live with someone else, that means taking care of the cleanliness, taking care of everything, make sure everything is done in the right way, make not to disgust anybody, to leave things around, and not to do things that bother people. Some people smoke, and then they know it bothers other people, they'll continue to smoke. I don't give a who knows what about the other guy. But that's wrong, reverse side. It's mamish wrong. That's not what a person's supposed to be. That person's not supposed to harm somebody, cause pain to someone, cause anger to someone. You're supposed to be someone that's loved by everybody, and someone that cares about everybody. So people are smoking when not supposed to smoke a certain area. People are throwing things. People are making it messy. There's no reason. You bring stuff into the Xbox room. Who's over there? Chmol, it's not a little. Looks over there. He's playing his Xbox game. Whatever would that be? Burp. He burps it up, and he leaves all his garbage all around. Thank you very much. You won the racing game, and we know all with all your also had all your snacks from Bar Burger that you had after the racing game. Go out. Thank you very much. Order what you want, but pick it up. Pizza, whatever you want, order it, but pick it up. Put it into a garbage pail. Get rid of it, Rabbi Zai. Be someone that shows that I care about somebody else, Rabbi Zai. If you don't know realism, people don't realize, people put sad over and over to somebody else. It's the worst thing to do to a person, Rabbi Zai. I don't have to go into the whole different schmooze about it, but putting sad for other people, and that means doing disgusting things in front of them, leaving disgusting things around, doing things that harm and bother people, and these are poor signs of the people. Tzar has to be paid back with signs. That's what I'm going to say. Tzar has to be paid back with signs. People have tzar with this, or tzar with that. They don't know why. It's because they're going tzar to others. And we can go to tzar many ways with this. It's very frustrating when people are not considerate of other people's feelings. It's very frustrating when people are not considerate of other people's, when people are going around. Baruch Hashem, I think the Ben Olam Chaver is very good in the Shishir, but there's areas of what I said that has to be improved. That means being considerate, being going around. But why should it be there's only one person? Baruch Hashem, we have an Shitaka, we spoke of salt cabinets, and it goes around all the time cleaning up cups and making sure they're clean. He has to be the only one. Think about it. It doesn't have to be. Lamais, there's a cup around, there's something around. You know, water boys, I don't have to say it, but your nose tissue, not everybody wants to know that you have like nice nose tissue. Not everybody wants to know that you had a cold in second Seder, you know. Good thing we don't have those shtenders, you know. I once had a shtender with a case in it. Hashem, it was snowing, you know. We got everybody's all different colors. Baruch Hashem, he had those soft ones with different colors of nose tissues. He got a whole range of nose tissues. Any color you want. I know here, Baruch Hashem, we want to be considerate. If a guy's stuck, and he needs a nose tissue in the middle of diving, so he has a used one available. if you want, but you could dry it out outside with one of those on the strings. You all use nose tissues. But I think she does have enough money for nose tissues. You don't have to leave them around. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. And you don't have to leave them around. You don't have to recycle them for other bachelors' use to leave them around. If you blew your nose, You take the tissue, everybody's hand, and you put it in the garment fair. Don't leave it around for next day, because you usually don't sit in the same seat. So it means the guy next to you has to see your wrinkled up nose tissue on the table. So you take the tissue. It's partially about thinking about somebody else. But that's all it's about. And it's an unbelievable power, but it's that. A person learns how to be considerate. It's a lesson for life. In everything you do, you learn to think for a second, what is going on around me? What people are going on around me, my parents, my siblings, my wife, my children, everything around me, I'm considerate. And you learn to be a person that's well liked, and a person but a person that's not considerate, the nice and no one likes him. Because Bro wants to find favor in everybody, and that means by being courteous and considerate of other people's feelings. To be zeicha, to reach that shleimus, the shleimus in Ben Olam HaMoko, the shleimus in Ben Olam HaVeiroi, and be an emes of Kiddush Hashem.